This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
My ordeal began technically Thursday night when the machines, every machine in my life, turned on me. It began with my cell phone.
Here we go.
Well, hold on. Thursday night, right before I went to the casino, I saw this phone case, this cover that I had never put on my phone. And I thought, let me put it on because my phone's been dropped about 100 times.
Like a screen protector or
a case.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, as I squeezed it into place, my phone started going haywire and it said reboot. And
yeah.
I'm thinking, I've never seen that before. This can't be good. And it went through all these different machinations. And then I found out the reboot, it wipes out all your connections in there. And it begins asking me for passwords.
Oh, so you did like a factory reset?
Yes. Yes, I didn't mean to. The phone did it by itself. Asking for passwords from years ago.
I know, because I'm on your, my email is connected to I was getting codes.
All right, I got to give it the short version of everything. So I had this phone my goddaughter had sent me. It was almost brand new. Note 8, but I had a problem when I tried to use it this summer, so I thought I'm just going to transfer everything over to the Note 8. It was good for about 8 hours, and then it went crazy over the weekend. I could not make a phone call out. I could receive calls in. I could not text anybody. I could not get online. And then I would go down to Verizon. All of a sudden, magically, it would start working. I would leave. It would stop working. And I have people calling me, and I'm answering. And all I'm hearing is, I can't hear you. All right. That was the beginning of my fun.
This is only funny because every couple years or so, everything electronic that you own stops working. And I usually claim user error, but I'm not sure now. So what's next?
So I wake up Saturday morning. I'm at home. I go to get online with my Microsoft Surface.
It's a laptop.
Yes. Would not start up at all. I could not.
Was it dead?
No, it was fully charged. And so I can't get online with my cell phone and I can't get online with my laptop. It's like, oh my God, it's like I might as well be in the wilderness. So I start running errands. I thought I got to make this day productive. All of a sudden, I develop a big hole in my exhaust. So it sounds like I'm driving a motorboat down 81. Like, wah! Sunday morning, I come out. Now I have a flat, an almost flat tire. Thinking, when did this happen? I drove home. It was fine. So I drive it down to my mechanic shop. And I leave it there and I get a ride back and I'm using my DJ company van. So I haven't cut my lawn in about 3 weeks.
Oh boy, no.
So I go to fire up the I go to fire up the riding lawnmower.
No.
It's got a dead battery and I'm thinking, that's odd. I put a new one in June. So obviously there's some problem there, but you know those little jump packs that you can jump cars with?
Yes.
So I use that to jump the riding lawnmower.
And you shocked yourself?
No. I get it going. I get all the way down to the front of my yard. I have a large front yard. The riding mower dies. And then it won't restart again. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, the jump pack I use, the first one I went to use was dead. Wouldn't I charge it 3 hours? Nothing. I had to go get the one out of my work van. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
I kept thinking, oh, my God, everything I own right now is broken.
This happens sometimes to you. Anything that like is electronic or ever needs to be plugged in just doesn't work.
Well,
and we don't think you have anything to do with any of these things.
I know you.
None of these things are your fault.
I agree with you. They are not. I know you're mocking me, and that's why at 1:55, I recorded a prediction today. Would you care to hear it? Would you care to hear it, Amanda?
Yes.
It is 1:55. I am recording this right before we go on the air today. My prediction is, after I tell my story about how all of my technology turned against me this weekend, Amanda will blame it on me somehow, some way. I'm clairvoyant. I see the future.
You may see the future, but you cannot work a phone.
I see the future. I just can't get to it because of my car. Oh. I would love to tell you what lottery numbers to play, but my cell phone isn't working. I'm sorry.
Is that why you called me from Fish Boy's number?
Yes. I couldn't call out on my phone.
I'm like, why is Fish Boy calling me?
Well, when I'm trying to get all those things put back into my phone so I could use it, it's somehow saying that it's connected to your phone. You set it up way back when for me or something. I'm thinking, okay, I got to call Amanda. Oh, that's right. I can't call Amanda because, oh my gosh.
Oh, too good.
Technology is awesome. Until it doesn't work right.
I'm selling my old iPhone if you'd like to over to the Apple world.
No. Why have an iPhone when you can have a guy phone, a nice Samsung? I'm sticking with Samsung, baby.
Okay, even though it doesn't work. You say you'll be down and